The newly elected president of Chechnya, Ahmad Kadyrov, has been officially sworn in. He was appointed by Moscow to rule the province 3 years ago and was the landslide winner of an election that critics say was neither free nor fair. The inauguration took place in the republic's second city of Gudermes rather than in the capital, Grozny, where fighting between federal troops and rebels still takes place almost daily. According to Russian media reports, tanks blocked all entry points to the city and there was a heavy police presence among the spectators. The precautions were well-founded. On Friday, the deputy director of Mr. Kadyrov's security service was killed by a remote-controlled bomb. The new Chechen president himself has survived numerous assassination attempts after the Kremlin appointed him as Chechnya's top civilian official. Mr. Kadyrov, an Islamic cleric, was affiliated with the separatist rebels during the first war in Chechnya, but switched sides after the second war began in 1999. In the presidential balloting in Chechnya on October 5th, he received more than 80% of the vote. Human rights activists said the turnout figures were inflated and denounced the election as a farce. They said opinion polls conducted prior to the election showed that Mr. Kadyrov was regarded by the majority of Chechens as a turncoat and placed him well behind two other candidates who later withdrew or were not allowed to participate in the race. Shortly after his election, Mr. Kadyrov called for reconciliation and promised to set up a commission of inquiry into all crimes committed in the province since 1999. He said his main ambition was to restore peace in Chechnya and give the Chechen people jobs and confidence in the future. His election was part of the Kremlin's peace plan for the war-torn republic. The plan calls for separate powers between the region and Moscow in order to give more autonomy to Chechnya. And within 3 months, the people of Chechnya will elect a new two-chamber parliament, as required by the new constitution, which was adopted in March. Anya Ardayeva for VOA News, Moscow.